It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining us. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. And you can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. We're joined on the program now by Kaylee McGee White. She's the Restoring America editor for the Washington Examiner at WashingtonExaminer.com. And a recent piece, Ban TikTok Now. Kaylee, thanks so much for joining us here on the program.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
People heard some of the hearings, some of the Q&A last week with the CEO of TikTok as he attempted to explain his company and the business practices to some of our politicians. What did you get out of that Q&A? Did it change or amend your view on TikTok in any way?
I think if anything, it solidified the belief that TikTok does need to be, at the very least, forcibly sold to a U.S.-based company. The problem with TikTok right now is that its parent company, ByteDance, is tied in to the Chinese Communist Party. And that's exactly what the TikTok CEO admitted before Congress last week. He was asked directly whether he believed TikTok would be able to resist efforts by the Chinese Communist Party to force the platform to push pro-Chinese propaganda in the event of an invasion of Taiwan. And the TikTok CEO responded that no, he doesn't. He could not say definitively whether TikTok would be able to prevent China from requiring it to do that. So these are, unbreakable ties between the platform right now and China, which means that it's basically a propaganda outlet for China, as well as a spyware site where it's stealing data from American users, spying on U.S. journalists. It's really sinister, and I think that's what lawmakers were able to see clearly last week.
People don't necessarily see it as sinister, Kaylee. TikTok is everywhere. It's ubiquitous. It's among the youth. They run commercials on mainstream TV and on streaming platforms. It seems legitimate. What is the danger? Why is TikTok so dangerous for people who see it as simply another app on the phone?
Right. And one of the arguments against banning TikTok is, well, we already give up so much of our data to these other big tech websites. And that's true. And I'm sympathetic to arguments that there should be more regulation in terms of data privacy, making sure that users' data is protected in general. But there's a very big difference between a Facebook or a Twitter, which is owned by a U.S. owner based in the United States, subject to the laws of U.S. regulation, and TikTok, which is controlled and operated by the Chinese Communist Party, which doesn't even allow TikTok to operate in its own country, by the way. There's a reason that China has banned TikTok, or at least very heavily limits what users are able to see on Chinese TikTok. And so the two really don't have a great comparison. China does not have a constitutional right to spy on U.S. citizens. And so I know that there's, you know, a bit of concern that banning TikTok would violate free speech concerns or that it wouldn't necessarily do anything. But ultimately, this situation is so unique just because of who its parent company is that it does require extraordinary action.
Kaylee McGee White with us, WashingtonExaminer.com, here on the Steve Gruber Show. This is not out of the blue. Other countries have taken similar actions. Some states have taken actions when it comes to government-issued phones. How prevalent are actions like this inside the U.S. and outside the U.S.?
Yeah, there's definitely a growing bipartisan consensus across the political aisle that something needs to be done. You're right, several states, including states controlled by Democratic governors, have taken action to ban the app on government devices. And I think that that's a really important step. I'm not sure why any state government employee would have TikTok on their work phone in the first place, but at least they can't anymore. There was a shocking report the other day that found that China is harvesting data from at least 27 state government websites through TikTok. And this includes in states where they've already taken action to ban TikTok from government devices. To those who question whether it's really sinister, it is. It's deliberately spying not just on average American citizens, but on state government officials with the purpose of being able to collect data on them, learn more about how these states operate. And again, everything that China does is deliberate. China's ultimate goal is to surpass the United States as the leading world power. And there's no way that it's not going to use the data it collects from TikTok to accomplish that goal.
Kaylee, it seems to me, and you can disagree, but I get the feeling that people who generally are most concerned about privacy and data and what do you need this for? And what are you going to do with my phone number and all these, you know, what's Google doing with my info? Those same people are the ones who seem oddly least concerned about TikTok and most vociferous about defending the company. That seems weird.
Yeah, the funniest example of this is Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez releasing a TikTok opposing a proposed ban on the platform because we don't do a good enough job regulating other big tech companies and their violations of data privacy. So the argument is, well, because we're not regulating Facebook and Twitter and protecting users' data from those companies, well, then we shouldn't just do the same for TikTok, which again doesn't make sense because if you really wanted to start somewhere, TikTok would be the perfect place to start since it is a very unique example. And it just goes to show that, you know, people like AOC are hard enough to take seriously as is, but especially that sort of argument is impossible to take seriously.
Kaylee McGee-White, her piece, you can read, is Ban TikTok Now. More of her writing, too, over at the Washington Examiner, and you can follow her on Twitter as well. Kaylee, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. This portion of the program brought to you by Great Lakes Pet Food. If you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, you need to try Great Lakes Pet Food. Made with the highest quality pork and chicken, Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food that Steve uses for his herd of canines. Michigan-made Great Lakes Pet Food at GreatLakesPetFood.com. That's GreatLakesPetFood.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.